Blog Talk Radio.
Thank God for all of you who are joining us this morning. What a wonderful privilege to have you on the Uber line, on the prayer line this morning. Amen. God bless you. From every walk of life, thank you so much. From area codes all over the country, every church affiliation, every church background, we just thank God for all of you. This is a wonderful day to be alive. Amen. So many people went in over the weekend. And oh my God, here you are in the land of the living. Thank God. And thank God for all of you. God has been so good and so kind and so wondrous. Amen. We do thank him. We just want to go to God in prayer and greet all of you. For sure, greet the Lord that's here. And we just want to pray. We thank him. Amen. We may have to mute some of you because you're moving around just a little bit too much for the prayer line. Amen. And we just thank God for you, but if you've been with us a while, you know those sounds are echoed all over the country. And so that is the reason for that. Amen. If you'd like to remain with us, we'd love for you to be there. Amen. We just can't have all of those sounds nationwide here. Amen. God bless you. Well, let's go to God in prayer. As always, ultra awesome privilege to talk to him. At one time, we weren't able to go into the Holy of Holies, but Jesus fixed that for us and split the veil of the temple down the middle, and we could walk right in. So we are privileged. We never forget that privilege, that it is a privilege, amen, to go right in and to reverence him and talk to him. Amen. Let's go. Amen. To the Holy Holies. Heavenly Father, oh, as humbly as we know how, we come before you, thanking you for what you've done, for what you're doing right now, and for what you shall do. You are so ultra awesome. You're so ultra phenomenal. We don't even know what to call you, but we know one thing, that what we have, you gave us. What we know, you taught us. Who we are, you made us. Where you've come from, you brought us. The roof over our head, you provided. The food on our table, you provided. Clothing on our back, you provided. Every blessing and everything that's good, God, you did it. And we want to thank you. Nobody like you. Nobody can make a way like you and fix things like you. Nobody can love us like you. Nobody can protect us like you. Nobody can help us like you. Nobody can supply our needs but you. We appreciate you, the only true and living God. We reverence you, God. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We cherish you. Oh, God, you're our deliverer. Our love, our joy, our hope, our peace. You are our security, our teacher. God, you are our prayer wheel turning and our fire burning. We love you and we appreciate you. You promised us that if we would live for you, that you would be there and help us and supply every need. You promised us that you would never leave us nor forsake us. And lo, you would be there even until the end of the world. And God, you never promised us anything that you didn't do. Look on our children, God. Keep our children safe. And those who are unsaved, we pray that you would save them. Turn them around. No matter how it looks, God, you're able to turn it around. Please, turn it around. Look on those who are suffering, amen, who have financial needs, suffering financially. Suffering, Lord, with all kinds of debt. Make them debt-free in the name of Jesus. And I ask you, anybody suffering with pain in their body, oh, God, any affliction or any disease, I'm asking you that you would completely heal them simply because of association. They are associated with this prayer line. I've heard of you blessing somebody and helping somebody, and because another person was in the same area, oh, God, affiliating with that person that you blessed, the spillover found them. And, God, I'm asking you to let those persons associated with me, let the spillover bless them in Jesus' name. Oh, I've seen you, Lord, do some mighty and wondrous and amazing and astounding things. You had me to preach to the people the other day that you are getting ready to do some incredible things for these special people. And you told me, first of all, that you were getting ready to do some incredible things just for Dr. Betty and for me. I'm asking you to let the spillover find these precious people. Spill over on them. Spill over on their children. Spill over on their businesses. Just spill over on them on the job. Promotions. New blessings. Oh, God, new visions. A new hope. Another realm. Another dispensation. Another blessing upon these precious people. Would you do that in the name of Jesus? I'm asking you all of this. Look on those who are incarcerated. God, let the blessing spill over on them. And release those who are innocent. And those who are not innocent, God, train them and teach them so they come to the point where they can operate again back in society without causing any crime. In the name of Jesus, look on those less fortunate whose minds, Lord, need to be turned around, who are under bridges and things like that, who don't even want to work some. God, turn their minds around and give them new hope, I pray. Oh, God, raise their self-esteem that they'll want to work and want to do well in life, in the name of Jesus, I ask it. Now, bless here, bless there. Make a way out of no way. In Jesus' name, we praise you, we thank you, and we appreciate you. Thank you again and again for all things that you've done. In Jesus' name, we pray. Thank God. Amen and amen and amen.
Amen.
Oh, my, what a privilege it is to talk to God. He talks back to us. Thank God for everything done. Eh, thank you. God bless all of you. Y'all awake there? I hope y'all are. Y'all are. Good morning to y'all.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to
everyone. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Would y'all stop and thank the one who woke you up this morning and the one who blessed you all night long? Yeah, many people went in last night. I wonder, do you count yourself fortunate that you're able to give God some more praise? Do you? If you do, speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning. He's
good morning,
in your
Lord.
Room.
Good morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord.
Good
morning, Lord.
Good
morning, Lord.
Good morning, Lord. And let's, in the name of Jesus, let's open up as we always do and give. I believe God waits on this praise because he inhabits the praises of his people. Let's open up and give God a group praise this morning, and don't be whispering, because you ain't going through no cute praise, no cute situation. Yeah, the devil, the way he's attacking you, and you're going to be going, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus. You better open up your mouth, and the devil ain't running from nothing like that. You better open your mouth and do like Jehoshaphat did when he had something incredible happen to him. He says in the 20th chapter, I believe in the last verse, and they opened up and gave God loud praise. Amen. That's what the devil hates, to hear y'all really give God that show enough loud praise. Why? It makes the devil lose his power. Amen. If you got a praise for him, don't be ashamed of the Lord. If you can, I understand if you're in a situation where you can't. But if you can, open up and let's give God some praise this morning. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
praise
you,
check.
Lord. Thank you, 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 Lord.
And we thank God for Ambassador Dr. Patricia Stern as the mother to the nation. God, thank you, thank you. A little later on, we're going to come back to you, Ambassador Dr. Stern, and we're going to celebrate you, amen, at the close of the program today. God bless you. I know many of you had an experience. I prayed the prayer and preached the sermon. God told me to preach it. He wouldn't have told me to preach it if he wasn't going to do it. I preached some incredible things. God is getting ready to do some incredible things for you. Some of y'all, you got to learn to recognize incredible things. You have incredible things to happen, and you don't even recognize you've had incredible things to happen. It's an incredible thing when the Lord blesses you and gives you a miracle like he's got. And you don't even recognize you've had some incredible things, amen, that happened to you. You got to learn to recognize them because, you know, when they come, if you want them to continue coming, you got to learn to appreciate and recognize incredible things that are happening to you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Amen. All right. I want to open up the praise line this morning. I would even welcome anybody who would like to hold my arms up this morning. Amen. I had a busy, busy weekend. And anybody like to get the praise reports? Mother Wilson, are you there from Memphis? Amen. All right. Let me see. Anyone want to get that those praise? Mother Digby, are you on the line?
Yes, I am.
God bless you. Would you give us a praise report and receive any other praise reports of people who would want to tell them the goodness of Jesus? Some folk have the goodness of the Lord to happen to them, and they don't share it properly. Amen. We want them to share it, what the Lord has done. So give us a praise report and ask him if they will. All we can do is ask him. God bless you.
Good morning. I'll be glad to. First, giving honor to God and to Dr. Johnson, to our mother, to the nation, and to everyone that is on the line. I thank and praise the Lord for this day, for God has blessed me and opened my eyes this morning, this day. And I thank him for all of his goodness to me. The Lord is good, and he is worthy to be praised. I thank him for how he came into my life and how he saved me and how he filled me with the Holy Ghost and how he keeps me by the day with a mind to wholly follow him. I thank and praise the Lord for our all-night shut-in last week, how I really just enjoyed from the beginning to whatever part I was in. I thank and praise the Lord for that. It was just so good. I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness. I thank him for how he blessed my son, how he had been having these shortness of breath where he couldn't hardly breathe. But I want to say on yesterday, I thank God he didn't have one time of it yesterday. And I thank the Lord for that. I thank the Lord for everything, every step that he's given me. And I thank him for it today. And until he tell me, I put it in my spirit to stop, I'm looking for a miracle for my son, looking for all of the good things that God, and God is an incredible God. I thank and praise God for Dr. Johnson and for this line and for every one of you. And I want to say the line is open to each and every one to just tell of the goodness of the Lord. Thank the Lord. The line is open.
Good morning. This is Ambassador Jolene Barnett, 773, Chicago, Illinois. I just thank God for being here this morning, closing me in my right mind. I just thank God for all that he has done for me on this first two prayer line. I thank God for the shut-in. God is really, really blessing. I thank God for Chief Ambassador Dr. Johnson and Native Betty. And I just want the saints to pray much for me. I thank God for my son. He had surgery on his eyes. How the Lord have blessed him. One of his eyes is still kind of giving him problems, and he's still on dialysis. But I always tell him, God is good. I say, nothing too hard for God. So you all keep him in prayer. His name is Tyree Garnett. And I'm just thank God for everyone. And happy birthday to the mother of the nation. If I don't get a chance, get that song. God bless each and every one. Love you much.
God bless you. God bless you. Thank God for that wonderful praise. The line is open, saints.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good Good
morning to our chief ambassador, to all of the leaders of this prayer line. It's a blessing to be on the land of the living. Oh, yeah, on the land of the living. It's a blessing. We want to thank God for our new pastor, Esther Wright and Aurora. We want to thank God for our new bishop. And we ask your prayers this morning as we go forth in Jesus' name. There's been so many things going on. I thank God for my brother, Johnny, who made it through his surgery on Thursday. It's just been a delightful privilege that God has blessed us. Let us pray for Hillary Clinton and for Donald Trump, all of these people that are running for office. We need to take it to the Lord and let him work it out. I thank God for being on the prayer line this morning and just being a part of First Roots. Been here a long time. I'm on my way up, and I will not turn around.
Thank God. Thank God for you, Mother Lacey. The line is open, Saint.
This is Sister Lucille. I want to first give honor to God and all the saints on this prayer line. I truly thank the Lord for waking me up this morning. I thank the Lord for all his blessings. I thank the Lord for all that he has done for me. And I'm asking the saints to continue to keep me and my children in your prayers. And I want to say happy birthday, Mother Stern, and God bless you, and I love you, and have many more.
God bless you.
Praise the Lord. I want to get in here and just thank God. Good morning to you, Mother Digby, and to all of you on the line this morning. I am tremendously blessed on today and bubbling over with joy, and I do thank the Lord. I know it doesn't sound like it because oh my God, my family and church surprised me on yesterday of fellowship, and my family came out on my husband's side, amen, and they were here until early, late this morning, amen, praise the Lord. I loved it, but I sure didn't miss that bed, but I thank God for it, amen, praise the Lord. And today is my birthday, but yesterday they celebrated me greatly, amen, praise the Lord. And I just want to tell everyone I've been up praising the Lord early this morning, amen, giving him the glory, the honor. But I just want to let everyone know I am tremendously blessed to know that the Lord has blessed me tremendously to come to 70 years of life. And this is such a landmark in my family. Amen. Praise the Lord. My mother's children did not live. None of them lived to be 70, but one brother, and he did last a year of 70. I'm the first girl in the family have lived as long. And I just pray it's a shout in my spirit all day, all night, amen, that the Lord spared me to see this, amen, praise the Lord. And that's why it's such a big fanfare for me, because my family has been so excited about what the Lord has done, that the generation, the curse is over. God bless you all. Thank you so very much for every exhortation. I truly appreciate it. I love God, and I love God's people. God bless you.
God bless you, Mother, to the nation. The line is still open, Saint.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Mother Doug. Lord just woke me up out of my beautiful nap. I just want to thank and praise God for just watching over me all night long, guys, for enabling me to wake up this morning, close in my right mind. I just want to say happy birthday, young lady, Mother May Nation.
Thank you so very much. Thank you.
And I pray that you have many, 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 many more.
Yes,
you
ma'am.
You can catch it with me after a while.
That'll be great. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Mother.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Mother.
Thank you, my sweetie pie, Dr. Lacey. Amen. Going to get catch up with you. Amen. God bless you.
Man.
God bless you, Sister Linda from Utah. Mother Stern, I just want to say happy birthday to you.
And may you have many, many more, and just celebrate your birthday today too. You can celebrate
thank you
it
so
for
very
the whole.
Much.
You can celebrate it for the whole month. That's what I
do. Amen. Well, I'm at the end of the month. Amen. Praise the Lord. I got the end of the month, but I have a double dipper tomorrow.
Yeah.
Not only am I celebrating my birthday tomorrow, my husband and I are celebrating 41 years of marriage. So
all
we
right.
put it all together so it can all be done at one time. Amen. I
yes,
get
ma'am.
So excited about things, so it's a good thing they had it all at one time. I don't think they can handle me twice in a year like that because I go way out praising the Lord. Amen.
Yes,
thank you so very much. And what God has done for me, I don't care where I praise the Lord at, where I shout, it don't matter. I'm thanking God for what he's done for me. Nobody
yes,
got to
ma'am.
Enjoy it but me and the Lord. Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, Mother Sam.
Praise the Lord.
Mother Brick, can you hear me? This is Mother Brick. Can you hear me?
Yes,
hear
you can.
Your Mother Britt.
Oh, God bless you.
Go right ahead, Mother Britt.
Oh, Lord.
She can't hear you. You faded.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Oh. Happy
birthday. Mother Stern.
Yes, ma'am.
Many, many more. And happy anniversary. And I want to say I love you. And may God bless you. And you just enjoy your day and the whole month.
Thank you so very much, Mother Digby. Amen. I'm going to put it back in your hands because I think Chief Ambassador said that he would do that on the end. He just wanted praise reports, and I certainly want to be in order. I didn't start it, but I had to say something back to the – but I know he said he just wanted praise reports, and he'll do that on the end. Thank you so very much.
Thank you, Mother Stern. We're still taking praise reports. Thank you, all the saints. And God just thank you. That got us into Mother Stern, but now we're back to praise reports. Anyone?
Yes, good morning. This is Deborah Pryor, and I have so many praise reports. I just thank God that I had gotten through the training and certification and went to Atlanta and did my training and looking forward to starting to do assignments for hospital enrollments here in downtown Chicago. I thank God. So that's a praise report. Another praise report is my aunt, who everyone had been praying for, Jeanette Anderson. She had went through a big illness and ended up, you know, with a catheter and a stomach tube for feeding. She had something. They diagnosed it as tardia, it's when you don't have control of your tongue and you can't swallow. And then she had a little Alzheimer's too. Well, they got that under control. They took all those tubes out. She went back home. She was here with us for about 5 months. But she went home this weekend. My cousin, her daughter drove her back home, and they got her medicines kind of regulated. She's from Ridgeland, Mississippi. But thank God for that, and thank God for the prayers. Thank God that I had another aunt and cousin who are receiving breast cancer treatment. One had really gone through so many surgeries. Brenda, we want to continue to keep Brenda and Janice in prayer for their breast cancer treatments. And I just thank God for each of you. It's been such a blessing. I thank God for just the different, just each of you are so important to me and, of course, to God, praying for others and keeping others encouraged. And I want to shoot out a praise report to have Mother Stearns on the line. I really enjoy her strength and her love that she shows in the things that she says for all of us. So that's kind of like a praise report, too. Happy birthday. and happy anniversary too. And God bless each of you. And thank God for our leader also, who started the first food prayer line, Chief Ambassador Johnson. I just praise God to have all of you all in my life. It's such a blessing.
Thank God for you, Sister Fire. Thank God for those beautiful praises. She had quite a few, and they were all good. And I thank God for them. The line is open, Saints.
One more.
One more. Who wants to be that one more?
Amen. This is Ambassador Johnson in Texas. I praise God this morning for my life, health, and strength. I give honor to Chief Ambassador, to the Mother of the Nation, to Dr. Betty, and just to each and every one on the line. I'm just so grateful that God has allowed me to see another day. I thank him for his renewed mercy. I do want to say my praise report is I thank God how he's blessed my sister-in-law through the surgery and everything, that she's the one that was had the cancer in her kidneys, and they removed the cancer off of one kidney, and God saw her through it. And if all go well, I think she's going to get to come home on today. So we're just looking for the Lord to continue to give her a speedy recovery. And I just appreciate the prayers of the saints so very much. Truly, God is good, and I just reverence him and I praise him on this morning. Continue to pray for me and mine, and I, while I have the voice, I want to say happy birthday and happy anniversary all in one. What a big celebration. God bless you, Dr. Stern, Ambassador Stern. God bless you.
God bless you. Back in your hands, Dr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mother Digby. You did a splendid, wonderful, beautiful job. Thank God for you. We have two things basically on our platform for the first fruits in the morning, and that is the praise report, and then we show compassion. We want to get the prayer requests. I have on the list already Dr. Betty Joyce Johnson. Amen. She's doing better, much better, but I want to keep her on the prayer list. Amen. I have already Geraldine Garnett and her son Tyree, who's having problems with his eyes. I have Dr. Lacey.
Amen.
Pray for her and pray for the recovery of Johnny, her brother. Amen. The line is open to you for any other prayer requests. If you would, just let us know so we can pray on target. The line's open.
Praise the Lord. Go ahead, Mother Cobbs. I just want you to put my family, put me on the prayer list every day. Amen. Every day I want strength from the Lord. Amen. This is Mother Stern.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. This is Ambassador Cobb in Texas, and I'm going to put Ambassador Gina Hodges on the prayer line.
Yeah.
Father, will the God keep me in your prayers?
All right. Okay.
Ms. Deborah Pryor, keep me in prayers for strength and direction and wisdom, and also my sons, Ryan and Remington Pryor.
Mother Digby, I want to put the Stanberry family on prayer list. Pastor Stanberry passed away, and I think his funeral is Friday.
Is it Stanberry?
Yes, it is, Stanberry.
Okay.
This is Sister Lily Garnett. I would like to request my sister's daughter-in-law. She was pregnant with triplets, but she lost twins. She lost a set of twins, and she's still pregnant with a third child. So pray that God would just spare her, that give her strength, and she'll be able to carry this child, the third child, baby C.
All right.
And I want to also add my friend, Evangelist Gloria Ellington, and Villa from Ohio. Yeah, two friends.
Villa?
Villa, V-I-L-L-A, from Ohio.
Okay.
Oh, the young lady name is Crystal Jamal. That's the one that's pregnant with the third, or the one that lost her twins, and she's pregnant with baby C. So be praying for her. Her name is Crystal Jamal.
Okay.
Good morning. This is Mother Woods, and I'm requesting prayer for the Woods family and the Smith family. My granddaughter's mother's funeral will be tomorrow, and the viewing is today. And they're really taking it really hard. So I'm requesting prayer for the Smith and the Woods family. Thank you.
Oh.
Is that your
granddaughter's funeral?
Granddaughter's mother. Smith family.
Thank you.
47 years old. My Lord. Young woman.
My God. Oh, that's your daughter?
No, this is my granddaughter's mother. She fell down and hit her head and went into a coma, and she was brain dead, and they pulled the plug. So I'm asking prayer for this family. They're really taking it hard, and my granddaughter. And my son, this is my oldest son's daughter. Thank you.
All right, God bless all of you today. I think we have a quota here. Let's start prayer.
Dr. Johnson, before you start praying, this is Mother Wilson, and I'm requesting prayer for myself, and also for the Stokes family. They're supposed to be going to court today. I don't know whether they have that money for the court or whatever, but I'm requesting prayer for them that God will play them through.
All right, Mother. Thank God for so many prayer warriors on the line. Are y'all really prayer warriors? I know y'all. Amen. Thank God for you. I'm going to ask you, let's pray this morning. Amen. Amen. I'm going to open up the line. Any of you who want to pray, it's all right. Amen. God bless you. The line
Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, we thank you right now for today. Oh, God, we ask you to bless the leader of this prayer line, his family. Oh, God. Oh, God, bless the ones that are traveling to the convocation. Put your arms around them. Bless the people that are running for public office for the president of this United States and in local government. We ask you to work it all out, God. We ask you to bless every person that put in the prayer line, the bereavement. I can't call the names because I didn't copy them. But you already got their names. You already know who they are. You already know who made the request. You already know the person that needed to make one and couldn't. My God, help us this morning. We need a miracle. We need a miracle, Lord. But if you don't do any more, we thank you for what you've already done. We lift up holy hands against the devil, against the enemy that comes to try and rob our joy. Oh, God, for the joy of the Lord this morning is our strength. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Bless my brother. Bless both of them, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless Monique. Oh, God. Oh, God. Bless a mother that's got problems, that sickness that she can't undo. But you can undo everything. You can fix it all. Fix it this morning. Make a way. Make a way out of no way. Able us to do the thing that's right towards one another. Able us to love. When nothing else could help, your love will lift us. Your love will make it all right. Now we thank you for everything. And we praise your name. We praise your name. Because when praises go up, the blesser is coming down with the blessing. Help the Marie families, Lord. Oh, God. Help that grandchild. Help those grandchildren. Help those person that had death in the family. Oh, God, help them this morning to come to it. Oh, if you could take us to it, you could bring us through it this morning. And we thank you for everything. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
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 Amen. All right, someone else jump in there, and let's pray this morning.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Heavenly Father, we just come to you, God, on one accord, God, asking you, Father, to just have mercy upon us, Father.
Mercy on us.
God, just have mercy. Forgive us, Father, if anything we've said or done was unpleasing to you, Father. As we come to you asking you, God, just to
make
create in us a clean heart, renew a right spirit in us, Father, a spirit that reaches out to you, Father, a holy God, an omnipotent God, a God that heals and saves and delivers, Father, a God that has compassion on us, Father.
Yes,
we just thank you, Father, that we can come to you in prayer, Father. Have mercy on those that have lost their loved ones, that they don't even understand how that could happen, Father. But have mercy upon them. Give them peace that surpasses understanding, Father. Oh, God, just wrap those children in your arms that lost their mother, Father, and all of those that lost loved ones, Father. Just touch them, Father, in a special way. Oh, Father, we have a special prayer for Dr. Betty Johnson, Father. Touch her, God. Anoint her, God. Heal her, God. Strengthen her, Father, so she can continue to do your work and also be an encouragement and lift up the arms of our chief ambassador, Father, because they depend on each other to do your will, Father. We just thank you for them, Father. Oh, God, all of those who have given prayer requests today, God, for healing and strength, God, we ask you to just continue to strengthen them and touch them and help them. All the ministers, Father, please continue to anoint them and mold them and speak through them, Father, to minister to the lost, Father. And for those who are serving you, God, give them strength so they won't be weary in doing good and reaching out and touching others, and so they can bring other people to know you, Father, to know you and your love, how deep and wide and wonderful and awesome your love is for us, that you gave your son for us as a sacrifice. So when we go through things, we know that we don't go through these things alone, Father, and that you are with us every step of the way because you promised never to leave us or forsake us. So we just thank you, Father, for those promises, Father. For those who are seeking employment or those who are seeking finances to do things, Father, we ask you to just bless them, God, because you can prosper the work of their hands, Father, and we know you can do it, Father. And we ask you, Father, as our chief says, to shake that trunk tree, Father. And as you shake it and you bless us, God, give us the wisdom to know what to do with the finances, not to just let it scatter away frivolously, that it can go towards building your kingdom and go towards the right things. Oh, God, for those who are celebrating a new year, a new birthday, we just thank you, God, to celebrate a new day in the land of the living, Father. We thank you for that, Father, and we ask you to continue to bless those celebrations. God, the joy, your joy is our strength, and we thank you for that, Father. And we just thank you for each one on the prayer line. Ask you to continue to bless and touch and heal and deliver them, to even anoint the words that come out of their mouth, because we know that life and death is in the tongue. So we just thank you for that. We thank you for life. We thank you for healing and liberty. And we ask you to touch those that are in authority over us, God, that they will make the right decisions, that they will have the heart and the mind to lead your people and to put the governmental process in place that's going to be fair to everyone. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, we come and thank you this morning. We want to thank you for your grace and thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your outstretched hand. Thank you for your peace. Thank you for your joy. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. Thank you for this prayer line. Thank you for Ambassador Johnson, Lord. Continue to bless him and strengthen him and undergird him and hold up his arms and bless his ministry, bless his family. Look on Betty, Lady Betty, and strengthen her, God, right now. You know all about every situation and circumstance. Hold her in your palm of your hand, Lord. Look on our mother, the nations, Lord. Bless her and cover her with the blood. Continue to strengthen her. Continue to bless her ministry, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for her birthday, Lord. In the name of Jesus, bless her. bless her with many more. In the name of Jesus, spread out your richest blessing upon her this morning. Oh, Lord, look on Dr. Lacey